A ballot measure to expand background checks for gun sales in Washington has lost some support, but still enjoys a healthy lead. That's according to the latest Elway poll released Monday. Meanwhile, a competing gun rights measure appears to be in trouble. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Initiative 594 would require background checks for person-to-person gun sales and transfers in Washington. Currently, only licensed firearms dealers must conduct these checks. In July, the Elway poll had the background check measure enjoying a 70% approval rate. Pollster Stuart Elway says that's now dropped 10 points to 60% support.
I think what's happening is people are paying more attention to this. Certainly the ad campaigns have started now, so people are kind of sorting out what their position is.
Initiative 591 is the competing gun rights measure on Washington's fall ballot. It would prohibit Washington from adopting a background check requirement that goes beyond federal law. Elway now has it polling at 39%. That's down from a high of 55% back in April. There's an interesting footnote to this poll. More than half of those who say they own a gun also say they plan to vote for the expanded background check measure. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.